What are the main or the major dangers and opportunities for a startup right now?
Dangers and opportunities.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a really good kind of a loaded question, I think. So, you know, just let me touch, if I could touch base back on the ecosystem play. I just want to mention to you that you know, I just mentioned a lot of different pieces there, and only one of them was technology related, mm-hmm. right? So when somebody doesn't have a technology, a strong muscle on technology, we can help. When somebody has a large technology muscle but not a business muscle, we can help. We can put people in the right together in that ecosystem and connect them up with the right people that they need okay. in order to have a better chance to build out their overall company, right? So there's multiple sides to a successful company. It's mm-hmm. not just about technology. And so if they don't have a strong tech, we've got that aspect. They don't have a strong business, we've got that aspect. They don't have strong marketing, we can connect them up with the right people.
Finally, what's the importance for Microsoft to be involved in this startup movement?
So, I mean, it seems from a...
you have the opportunity to sell your product now.
Well, it's interesting you say that because it's like, you know, if you think about Microsoft, we were a startup, although it was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But having that startup mentality inside of our DNA, our job, our responsibility is to make sure that the next generation of startups have mm-hmm. the opportunity that Microsoft had, have the tools that they need in order to be successful from a technical and business perspective. And so I think you really got to take a look at it from, you know, what's the responsibility that you have? And I'll go back to the ecosystem again. This ecosystem in Portugal has a responsibility in all those different aspects that I talked about, from technology to the enterprise customers, to the government, to VCs and accelerators.
Okay.
Our responsibility is to make sure that the proper tools, policies, and really the connections are made so that we up the level of quality of the Portuguese startups and expand it out. And then is to get them to be successful in and outside of Portugal, right? Because the world is borderless now, and there are the companies that need services and products here are the same ones that need services and products elsewhere. So our job at Microsoft and why we're in this is to help foster all of that and get those companies to be successful outside and around the globe.